You know, we are all God's children. And I appreciate that song, that last song. There comes a point in our time, in our lives, that most of us at one time or another decide to think about being baptized, you know, baptized into God's family. What's the process? A desire to change, led by God's Holy Spirit. Not some self-power of our own that we can do this by. It's got to be the power of God's Holy Spirit. Matthew 6:33. We don't need to talk there, but I'll just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Well, He knows what we need. He knows we need food and clothing and shelter and all that. There's more to it than that. If you please turn with me to Galatians 5:22. These are attributes of God's Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's joy. It's peace. Long-suffering or patience. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Self-control. Against such there is no law. Romans 3:23, I'll just quote that. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But what is sin? Sin is a transgression of the law. But what law? Law's God's eternal law. 2 John 3:4 and King James, whoever commits sin transgresses the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Our transformation starts with repentance. Let's turn to Acts 2, please. The first 37. This is during Passover. Pentecost, when they were gathered together, and said, "When they heard this, they were cut to the heart." And it begins with the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Not only that. The promise is to you and to your children, to all who are far off, as many as the Lord shall call. Yes, repentance starts with the heart. Like Jesus, the desire to be like Christ and the commitment to do so, we must seek God's help. But what is baptism? It represents the washing away and the cleansing us from former sins and becoming a new person. Romans 6:4, I'll just tell you this one. It's the New King James. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Acts 8:26, please turn to chapter 8. We're in Acts already. Let's read about the eunuch who was baptized by Philip. Notice verse 37. Then Philip said, Let's go back further. Go to verse 26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert." So he arose and went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the eunuch said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And the place in the scripture which he read was, "He was led as a sheep unto the slaughter, as a lamb before the shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In humiliation his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this is? Of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began in the beginning at the scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, there's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered him and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So they commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he was baptized. Now when they came out of the... Well, that's good for them. And those verse 37 was, then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." He had to believe to be baptized. We're nowhere told in the scriptures. It's an adult decision and commitment. A baptism represents dying and being raised again to a new life. This is saying all your sins are forgiven at that point. God sees you as a completely clean and sinless. Romans 2:28-29. "For he is not a Jew, he is one outwardly, nor a circumcision that is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, and in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God." Romans 2:37-39. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and children, what shall we do?' Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the remissions of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" And I was just repeating. And Acts 8. Verse 12. "And when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit." And Acts 9:19-6 says, "And they were speaking in different tongues," or different languages, not gibberish, you know, not just blah, blah, blah. But they were speaking in different tongues, different languages. Mark 16:15-16. And he, Christ, said to them, go into to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. We have to believe in order to desire to be baptized. Baptism is mentioned over and over in the New Testament. It is a requirement for salvation. Even if you're not old enough to be baptized yet, the choices you make now, right now, matter. You need to decide you will obey God so you can have a good life and not mess it up so that you make it difficult to recover from your bad decisions. We all make bad decisions and bad choices at some time or another. God worked with children. God called Samuel as a child. David was a very young man when he was called. And there's Joash, Josiah, Manasseh. We've got a couple of those in here, don't we? Uzziah. All began to reign as children. I'm sure they had adult help, but they began to reign as children. Baptism is an adult commitment. But even if you are a child, you can decide to obey God now. If you want to be baptized, we have people that are not baptized. What are you waiting for? When you commit to God, He commits to you and will help you overcome and bless you in all that you do. Just remember Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things be added to you. Have a good Sabbath.